Blog Talk Radio.
Going on with this broadcast this morning, but praise God. Been some echoing. Ask Pastor Bell to show. Give us a word of prayer till I can get this fixed.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians 3 and verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Father God, for this day that we can study your word together. We're thanking you for the listeners, those who are listening by internet. Thank you for our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. And we're thanking you for all those who participate. Father God, we ask that you will be with each and every one, Father God. We pray for those that are sick and shut in, praying for those who are bereaved, and we're praying also for those who are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and help us to put our trust in you, as the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So help us, Father God, to stand on the word of God. Let us not be tossed to and fro, but let us trust in you, Father God. Lord, continue to be with our pastor. Bless him, Father God. Be with him in everything that he does. Father God, bless his going out and his coming in, Father God. And each and every one, Father God, that's on this broadcast, Father God, may we learn more and apply this word to our everyday walk of life, and let us share it with others, Father God, that they too will have a testimony of how good God is. And Lord, we just thanking you for all things. Now open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The pastor had been talking about putting on the new man, putting on Christ. And I was listening to something also the other day where it says we have to learn how to do that. And I remember in the scripture it tells us we have to learn how to put on Christ. And the way we learn how to put on Christ is to study the word, meditate on the word, and allow the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts to the word. Amen. Like the scripture I shared when we were opening Colossians 3, 1 and 2, it says, if ye be then risen with Christ, things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Then it tells us to set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So now that the scripture tells us that, that's what we have to live by and know that we are new in Christ. Amen. All right, Pastor, in your hand.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. I don't know why I keep having all these issues. Do you hear any reverb on that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I hear it. Mm-hmm.
Renee, if she'll give us a sandwich, if she's available. I figure out how to do this.
Sometimes it's set on auto, Pastor, and you gotta turn off the, if it's like the way they changed ours, you have to turn off and say no auto, and that sometimes that'll take it out. So I'm not sure if Evangelist Renee is on.
Okay. Hear me now, Pastor?
Yes, I hear you, Pastor.
Okay, I think Evangelist Renee, she may have dropped out for the moment.
Oh,
there she can. Okay, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a sandwich. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Evangelist Renee. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, I hear you, Pastor.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you
now.
Can
you hear me now? Okay.
We can hear you now.
All right, then. Let's get this sandwich together. What is this doing this? I ain't answering no split screen. That'd be the glory. I'll get this.
Amen.
Your scripture. Yeah. Close all.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm going to get it this time. Got everything closed out.
How was everybody Mother's Day this weekend? You have a good Mother's Day, Pastor?
Yes, it was beautiful.
When Evangelist Renee get it together, we asked her how was her Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blessed day.
Hallelujah.
Every day
is blessed. They fed you,
didn't
they, Pastor?
Yeah.
You know they fed you. You don't tell us.
Oh, yeah. My son-in-law, he fixed us a brunch, and I tell you, he had everything. It was better than going out to a restaurant, Pastor.
Really?
Yeah.
So which one is this? You got a bunch of son-in-law, don't you? You don't have a one.
Oh, dear. Kareem's husband.
Okay.
Yeah, we had grits, we had bacon, we had waffles, we had fruit, we had shrimp cocktail, we had... Yeah, we had chicken, we had fish. I tell you, it was, I'm going to have to tell him.
No, but I can leave at 1 o'clock in 45 minutes. Does the client know?
Were you able to get it together yet, Evangelist Renee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. How was your mother today?
It was beautiful. I ate too much. I was miserable. But it was good.
Well, you know what that means? That means you won't do that no more.
I don't know, Pastor.
You shouldn't.
I don't know. It was the ice cream cake that topped it off that did it.
Okay.
Well, I thank the Lord for that beautiful day, the beautiful sun. Just thank him. The first piece of bread on our sandwich will be Hebrews. Ooh, I still feel the effects. Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
Okay.
Hebrews 10:24-25. Next piece of bread, we're going to put John 5:14. And we are confident that he hears us whatever we ask for anything that pleases him. Amen.
Amen.
Inside this sentence, we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else like to share their Mother's Day experience? Anyone else? I want to seem like I'm prejudiced here, or being biased. Anyway, y'all heard me ask my two favorite people, but hey, anybody else? We're going to give you the opportunity. Just press one, and you can share your Mother's Day experience. If not, I'm going to give a word of inspiration. Well, just press one. Anyone want to? I just press one. I want to give someone just a word of wisdom, a spiritual word, if you will. I call it one of life principles.
All right.
I'm probably not referring to them as life principles. Listen to God is essential to walking with God. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Listening to God is essential to walking with God. You can't walk with God unless you hear God. And you can't hear God without his word. You can't have faith in God without his word. God and his word is the same. So if you're going to listen to God, you have to get in the word of God. And that's my thought for today. Listening to God is essential to walking with God. Okay. Well, I'm excited about the Word of God. We're talking about putting on Christ. Hallelujah. When we talk about the resurrection, if you be risen with Christ, then you have put on Christ. That's the whole idea. That's if you've been risen with Christ. Now, it's real easy to figure out, brothers and sisters, if you hadn't crucified the flesh, you hadn't died, then don't worry about talking about resurrection with him. If you have not taken off the old man and put on the new man, see, you got to take the old man off first. That's the first thing you do, is to take the old man off. You can't put the new onto the old. Can I say that one more time?
Amen.
You can't put the new until you get rid of the old. So in Colossians 3 and 9, and we just couple this with Colossians 3, because that's what he actually talked about in that whole chapter there, is you identifying with Christ. And the way you do that, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Colossians 3 and 9. Well, I might as well do 10, too, and 12 as well. So that way Pastor can do it at the Messenger Bible. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, putting on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering.
Amen. From the Message Bible, don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with his label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. Amen.
Amen. And we'll forgive and you move on. You
Amen.
Don't stay there, you forgive and you keep going. But just to confirm what that scripture says, over in Ephesians 2 and 10, we're going to make that part of our discussion this week. Ephesians 2 and 10, it reads like this: For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, King and saving. He created each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Amen.
See, that's another reason we have this resurrection. We're living in this resurrection time.
Good Lord.
He fixed it so we can be without spot or wrinkle, blemish, or any of that other stuff. This is some good works. And we are planted by the Father that there isn't a thing demanded of us that we cannot accomplish. So we can accomplish this good work. We can, if you believe now, you in the resurrection now.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually say without spot or wrinkle. I don't know when people think that's going to take place. Ephesians 5:27. Read that, Pastor, if you don't mind.
Ephesians Okay. Ephesians 5:27. From King James 5:27 reads.
No, do the Message Bible, please.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can do both of them, because I said it, so you can go ahead and do both of them. That's fine. Thanks.
You're welcome, Pastor. So from King James, it says, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. And from the Message Bible, Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. Amen.
Amen. So if we say that we are holy and without blemish before him, this is in Ephesians 1 and 4, but that's in the ASV version. He was the ability to present us without blemish before the Father. So Christ takes care of all of that if we be risen with him. When he go and make intercession for us, listen, brothers and sisters, this is how God sees it. And I know we go over this scripture quite a bit, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 got to become a reality. The new creation has no past. Uh-oh. Did you say that?
Okay.
Yes. The new creation has no past. All things are passed away. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
All things are passed away.
Yeah.
Religion, church going, all of that is old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, all things have become new. This new is about the resurrection. How I know that? Because all things is of God. It is the God life imparted to us that produced these things. So when Jesus said over there in John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not condemned. Folks want you to be condemned. We'll look at that for a moment. Romans 8:1-2. It reads like this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. She's talking about the Spirit. Those that have been created, Ephesians 2:10. That's what he's talking about. For there are no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, with the arrival of Jesus the Messiah, that fatal dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a faded life of brutal training at the hands of sin and death. Amen.
So, what he's saying here is not guilty. Let the man go free now. Not guilty. Let him go free.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what those words would mean to anyone who have been held by death or was on death row. Can you imagine hearing those words? They're not guilty. Let him go free. Man, you talking about running. You talking about hurrying up. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear this, man. You are not condemned. You're no longer under that. You're free because you're part of the resurrected Christ.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So to some people it may be old news, but to me it's breaking news. Every time I hear about how I'm free now, I'm free to act like Christ. I'm free to live like Christ. I'm free to walk like Christ. I'm free. Mm-hmm. I am free to use his name. A lot of people think they're not worthy to use his name. You're free to use his name.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He has declared unto us not guilty and has offered us freedom from sin and the power of death. Death has no more stain. Death has no more will over you and over I.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible calls it the spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Holy Spirit, brother and sister. That's what it is. The spirit of life. But after the spirit, that's what we're walking after.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But the spirit of life is in Christ. Is in a resurrected Christ. Christ
mm-hmm.
became Christ. After the resurrection, they had knew that there was a Christ coming. They had said, Jesus is that Christ. That's who he is. Y'all want to know who he is? Mm-hmm. Jesus is the Christ. He's the one that promised. Well, Christ became resurrected.
Yes. Amen.
So
amen.
The spirit of life is in Christ, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, for the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free. How did he make you free? Because when he was resurrected, you became resurrected.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So when you read scripture like Genesis 1 and 2 and do a real study on it, he is the power behind that rebirth. Every Christian, he gave us the power we need to live a Christ life or a resurrected life. Let me tell you, when he said over there in John, I know we run over a little bit, but when he said over there in John 3, he was talking Nicodemus, I know we all heard this, but in John 3 and 6, I need some other scripture too, but I like this, because he says, that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It won't change. So once you get born of the Spirit, you're spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, did I say that one? When you get born of the Spirit of God, then you're spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's John, 3 and 6.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. But the person who takes the shape within is formed by something you can't see and touch, the spirit, and becomes a living spirit. Amen.
Now, I'm going to do this now for everybody, but for those that can grasp this, he's talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Who was here before the beginning, over there in Genesis 1 and 2. It was the spirit that moved upon. It's the spirit of God. So in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. That was his spirit that he spoke that moved upon the face of the deep.
Ooh,
it was the spirit. The same spirit that we get born again by, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So normally at this time we take a few minutes. Anyone would like to have any comments or anything they want to share? But that's what we're going to work with this week. We're going to work with putting on the new man, not talking it, but actually doing it. And you do it by putting on the word of God. You adorn yourself. Just like you put them rollers in your head, you put the shirt on, you put the blouse on, you put the pants on, you put your jewelry on, you're adorning yourself. But that's what we have to do once we become resurrected, our spirit, new man. The new man become resurrected.
Amen, amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read Genesis 1 and 2 from the King James, also from the Message Bible. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And for the Message Bible, first this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's Spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. Amen. We're talking about his Spirit, that Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it was the Holy Spirit. It says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It was the Holy Spirit that did that. And, of course, go to Acts 3. There's a lot of scriptures we can go to. But I just want you to know, you are born of that same Spirit.
Yeah,
God has allowed his Spirit. He started with the Spirit and it ended with the Spirit. Started with the Word. Ended with the Word. After the Father did his thing, Jesus did his thing, the Spirit came back.
Amen.
And then Jesus said, now I'm going to send him back to you. He gonna make sure I get up into heaven. And the Spirit protected Jesus all the way to the throne room of God. Then the Spirit came back to get us, our spirit.
All right.
Amen. That is so beautiful.
Yes,
and
he's
going to protect us like it's protecting Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, the Spirit of God protected Christ from the time of, well, all of his life. Even during the time of his crucifixion, the Spirit protected him.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Well, if anyone else, I want to take this time to thank Evangelist Renee for the sandwich and thank Pastor for that hot cup prep.
Amen.
And we'll definitely see you all tomorrow for the Lord. Stay blessed.